Hello, everybody. I'm Lori Jo Vest here with another episode of Rev and Reach, where those of us here at Pop Speed Digital Marketing LLC give you a look behind the curtain at how we do digital marketing so that you can experience more success with your digital marketing efforts and get more ROI. So today I want to talk about focus. One of the things that we run into frequently is clients that think that they have to be everywhere all at once, all the time. Not true. We have had situations where a client is on one social channel and gets an incredible amount of leads in 1 month. We also have situations where clients are on all the channels and they just don't get much. It's a really interesting balance, but if you think you should be everywhere, you're not right on that one. That is one of those things that people believe that, you know, there may be an opportunity there for me. I should make sure I'm there. And if you spread yourself too thin, you risk a couple of different things. You risk spending energy trying to reach your audience on a platform where they don't play, or maybe you're on a channel that a certain type of content really performs well there, but you don't have the budget to create that kind of content. So that's not what you're sharing. So you don't get any results. And, you know, there's a lot of different people saying a lot of different things. I always like to remind people that marketing is really subjective. A lot of times you've got somebody in the client seat that, you know, has some marketing experience. Maybe they have no marketing experience. You hire the experts so that they can come in and do the job. Some things are subjective. If you have a request for your marketing team and they push back, give it some thought. Maybe they're right, because subjectivity means you could be wrong. I've had clients come in when I worked in video production and say, my wife doesn't like the look of that graphic. Really? Okay, so should we change it? And they will spend money making changes to things that their wife looked at. So it takes all kinds. From the we're in the trenches every day perspective, I will tell you that you can't listen to everybody. You have to focus in on who you're going to listen to and follow their advice and get to the point where you're succeeding there with that advice and that formula, and then maybe add things onto it. But if you try to do everything all at once, you're going to dilute your efforts, and it's also going to make things very much more difficult for you and a lot harder to get ROI. And I'll give you an example. We talk a lot about our dental practices because it's one of the places that we've really had great success. And we have a practice that is really good at what they do. They're not inexpensive. They are probably one of the higher end practices, and they're very open about that because the way they do things is different. And we put them on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. And we really didn't know where the magic was going to happen. And some of their patients that come in are younger. Some of them are in their 30s and maybe they had some kind of a dental disease, or maybe they got in a car accident and they need full dental replacements. Or maybe, you know, more likely they're in their 60s, 70s, maybe even 80s and have lost their teeth and dentures are making them crazy. So you've got a real wide range of audiences. And we thought maybe we'd pick some people up on Instagram. So we would advertise there. And we also prioritized Meta and Facebook because Facebook is a great place to reach an older audience. Well, let me tell you, we got a lot of younger people there. It was really surprising. But the focus channel became Facebook, with Meta ads generating leads, because that's what worked. And that was really pretty easy. We did a little on Instagram, never really got us much by way of leads. The client was really excited and told us that they really wanted to try TikTok. They didn't have a bigger budget, so they weren't able to create custom content for TikTok. But we put them there, and basically we got zero followers, we got zero views, zero likes, nothing. Nothing happened. And it was because their content wasn't the right content for TikTok. TikTok likes to be educational, inspirational, hilarious, you know, fun, entertaining. Entertaining is the name of the game there if you really want to succeed in TikTok. So what I really want to say is, pick three or four things and start with those three or four things and do them really well. Maybe you've got a great website. You've got a great LinkedIn page. You've got your executives using LinkedIn. You are doing some, you know, Instagram to reach, you know, younger business people that might not be on LinkedIn. And you've got some things going on YouTube. That's a full plate. If you were to add, you know, three or four more channels, you're going to dilute the efforts. And if you even just do what I just explained, that one example of those particular channels, and you focused in on doing those channels really well, you would see results. You would most likely see results. So if you think that you need to be everywhere all at once, you just don't. It's just not something that that you need to do. And another piece of advice that fits in with this is figure out where your audience is before you do anything. Strategy is so important, and a lot of people don't spend enough time researching the audience on these channels before they go out there and advertise. Maybe I'm just really comfortable on Instagram, so that's where I'm going to go. Well, if your product is not really reaching an audience on Instagram, just because you're more comfortable there doesn't mean that's where you should go. So AI is your friend. ChatGPT is your friend. Google is your friend. Do the research. Where does your audience play? When I was talking about the dental practices earlier, we had an older audience, retired people playing, you know, digital games, playing cards, happily retired. All of those categories are so easy to reach on Meta Facebook. Remember, attention is finite, execution energy is finite, and budgets are finite. So where can you focus that attention to get the best ROI? The algorithms on all these social channels reward consistency, repeatability, and engagement, not just throwing things up every once in a while, but consistently being there 3 days a week, engaging with people, sharing other people's things. Focus doesn't limit your growth. It accelerates it. If you focus and get really good at using one channel, then move on to the next channel or try another channel. Do your homework. You cannot be everywhere all at once. Your audience is not everywhere all at once. They are not on TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, and Facebook. It's just too many channels. And if they are, they're not spending much time on some of those. So pick three. Pick one primary channel where you know your audience is already playing because you've done your research. Pick one core message. What problem do you solve best? We help you sell more cars. We make sure your home is spotless, you know, if you're a cleaning company. We clean your drains at a very affordable price. You know, whatever your core message is, whatever problem you address, make that the core of your messaging. And then pick one success metric. Is it leads? Is it calls booked? Is it sales? Not likes, not shares, not followers, none of that. Booked calls or leads is really the best metric to use. And focus and keep adjusting that message until you start getting results. Adjust the creative, adjust the language, adjust the call to action. Really focus. And as by doing that, what you're actually doing is bringing all that energy into one place and really optimizing it, which is the key to being successful in digital marketing. It's optimization. You do not have to do everything all at once. Matter of fact, if you try to, you'll fail because you will not do everything all at once well. Start with one channel, one message, one metric. Move up from there. Be strategic. Pay attention. Check in on that channel every day. Engage. And then you'll be able to measure what happens there. Then move along. So I think there's a lot to be said about this, but that's all I'm going to do today. We may turn this into a mini series, you know, how to pick the right channel, how to do the research, those kinds of things. So if you're interested in that, please let me know. I'm an open networker on LinkedIn at Lori Jovest. Would love to hear from you. Just let me know that you listen to the podcast when you connect with me there. And we also have a website where we keep our past episodes, our transcripts, show notes, things like that. And there is a contact form there that you can use to let me know what topics you'd like us to cover here on Rev and Reach. We are definitely here to help you get more ROI from your digital marketing. We talk about social media. We talk about SEO. We talk about websites. We talk about newsletters and CRMs, all kinds of different things. But what do you need to hear about? That's what I would like to know. And if you're watching this on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. Give me a like. maybe even a share. And we'll see you back in a few weeks with some more information that can help you get better results from your marketing. Take care.